You know I'm right. Nick Durst here with Joe Calabrese. And Joe, we are very excited for our guest today. As big fans of TLC, it's great to get one of their stars on with us.
Yeah, it is. And for our listeners, obviously, you know, by this point, Nick and I usually have sports media people on, but kind of started doing our foray into the entertainment world. So really, really big guests on here. We're very, very happy to have him on. He's one of the stars of TLC's hit show, Darcy and Stacey. We welcome the one and only Georgie Rusev. Georgie, welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this with us. Very different than what you usually do, but we're really happy to have you on.
Thank you for having me. And also, I'll start, you know, my background is also sportive, so maybe I can fit in your,
You are an athlete. Yep, that totally works with us.
Georgie, you know, remember season two, you're out there playing soccer in the snow. Didn't seem too pleasant. Seemed pretty difficult. How was that experience like?
Well, usually when I play soccer, it's when the weather is nice, no snow. But even in the snow, I performed very good because back in Bulgaria, I was in a soccer team actually. And I kind of played professional soccer when I was junior. So I love soccer. This is part of my life. So
there you have it. So Georgia, we got to ask you, I don't know how much you follow professional wrestling, but are you familiar with the former WWE wrestler, the Bulgarian Brute, Rusev, and was he inspired by you at all?
Yes, actually, I follow wrestling, especially when I was in Bulgaria with my friends. We were growing, we grow and watch WWE was back in the time, WWI, so the federation. And it's we're very proud of to have someone to represent us in this, wrestling show. I would say when I was little, both of my friends, we watched the wrestling when we were big fans of The Rocks, Triple X, and all these people. And now when we have a Bulgarian guy, even with the same name with mine, it's, and actually we're friends with him too. We communicate in social media.
Wow. That's interesting. The Rusev is connecting. Well, he has since moved on from WWE. He is in the other big company here, AEW, and he is now known as Miro, but that's pretty awesome. You mentioned you like The Rock. Is there anybody else off the top of your head when you were younger and you watched that you loved watching?
I like, I remember Rikishi. He was like very, the stinky was, I don't want to say it, but the stinky,
Stink face, yeah.
Stink face, yeah.
Stinky face. But it was great.
So what, what really was your childhood like? You mentioned you played soccer, you watched wrestling. What are some other things from your town that people enjoy?
So when I was growing up, actually, I was focusing pretty much study a lot, of course. And I was part of the soccer team and also the athletic team. I was very good at the sprint and high jump and long jump. So I was competing in the triathlon. And in the Republicans, actually, we win medals when I was a junior, around 16, 15 years old. So the sport is always part of my life. And the sport is teaching you in, to be more
disciplined.
To be disciplined, more discipline, more commitment to whatever you're doing, because we need to put every day the work in the sport to become good sportist, and the same in life. You need to put every day the commitment and to be successful. So I love sports, and now whenever I have free time, I'm just going to the gym.
Yeah, for sure. So how did the opportunity for you to move to America come about? And was there any hesitation on your behalf before making the move?
Actually, it was kind of last moment. All decisions in my life, they're kind of last moment. And I was like, okay, this sounds good. This sounds interesting. Let me, try. And one of my best friends, he kind of offered me to go together. I was studying civil engineering in Bulgaria, where I have a civil engineering degree. in Bulgaria. So this was like program work and travel. We're going to another country in America. Some of my friends, they went already here and I hear good things. So the plan was to come for one summer and, you know, to experience work. The work was lifeguard to save some money. Of course, and we don't save no money, but it was good experience. And in the end, I get offer from the same pool company to stay and to work a little bit longer. And since I finished school in Bulgaria, I was like, why not, you know? So I can stay a couple more years. And there you go, it's already been like almost 10 years being here.
So you've been around. I wanted to ask you some of your favorite places that you've been to, favorite cities you've been to in the country, favorite spots to maybe grab a bite to eat. And what do you think, I would say maybe culturally, or the biggest differences between stuff that happens and what we do here, you know, as opposed to where you came from?
Yeah, definitely. I love traveling. And when you go in different countries, it's different cultures, different vibe. And here in United States, it's the same things. Every state is kind of different vibe, different nature. It's like separate different country. I mean, the sides with, you know, countrysides in Europe. So I love traveling. I've been to Niagara Falls. Actually, my parents was here 2 years ago. We got to take them to the Niagara Falls. We loved them. It was my first time there, their first time there. I love Niagara Falls. We go to with friends to the Grand Canyon. It's an amazing place. Mm-hmm. Nothing else like in the world. Definitely need to be seen. Arizona, where is like the town when and the place where they film so many Eastern movies, cowboy movies. I love this place. It's so beautiful there. Where else? Maine. I've been there. I love the nature, the lobsters, the seafoods, yeah. The oysters. They have different oysters there.
How is? Hey, you've been everywhere. You've been to coast to coast.
Yes, yes. So I love traveling. I never been to San Diego and to New Orleans. That's the two places I wanna visit and to see the culture and the food there. But yeah, everywhere is different foods, different vibes, and I love to experience all this.
Yeah, and it seems like you spend a good amount of time in Miami. What do you like best about there, other than the fact that you're escaping that brutal Northeast weather in the winter?
Yeah, definitely Miami is one place where I visit often. And I love Miami. I mean, who don't love Miami, right? So
yeah.
Good vibe, good food. Also, you can do anything there. If you want, you can go to a relaxing place just to have some food, like down on the beach, go in the boat, or just to go party. I mean, and it was good escape for me, especially living in Washington, D.C. in the winter there, to get really bored. So the things what I do is I don't go out when I was living in Washington, D.C., focusing my career, working out. And I just once per 1 month or 2 months, I just jump to Miami's 2 hours flight. Yeah. And I go there just for a little vacation just to escape from the cold from Washington, D.C. And I always love it. And that's how we met with Darcy in Miami, actually, one of my trip. We both were there at the same time for Super Bowl. And, you know, we decided to meet. And after, so that is just a history, you know.
So from what I heard, you know, you kind of met Darcy thanks to Instagram, perhaps a DM there. Give some advice to my co-host Joe here. He's single, he's ready to mingle. What's the best strategy for him when he's DMing girls he perhaps wants to pursue?
Well, the best strategy is focus in your career, in your life, about girls, and whatever happened, this is gonna happen, all right? So it was the same with me at the time. Actually, I was single. We talked with Darcy for over a year in social media, and I didn't expect it's gonna go that far. The conversation, we just started like a friend, and we talked for over a year actually, and back and forth. We had so many opportunities to meet, but never was the right time. So when we both decided to go to Miami, it was like both, okay, this is the right time to meet right now. And since then, you know, we're together. So
Incredible advice. I'm going to take it.
Sometimes when you look too much, I've been in the places, you know, when you look for love or looking for a partner, it's just, I can say overkilling. Like sometimes focus on yourself, love yourself, focus on your career. The good things are going to come to you anyway. So
you never know. And basically people always say when you're least looking for it, that's when it happens. And you focus on your career. When did you decide to pursue a career in massage therapy? And tell us a little bit about your business.
So how I say in the beginning, when I come to United States, I was working for a pool company. I started like lifeguard, manager after the supervisor, supervising so many pools in the area. And at the time I have friends of mine, Bulgarian couple, and the girl, she was working like massage therapist. And when I visited them, at the time it was lifeguard, and I worked 10 hours, 12 hours in the pool. I mean, it's a fun job, you know. My parents, they told me before, nobody gonna pay you when it's just sitting down. And actually, sitting down in the pool in the sun, and I get paid. And it was amazing in the beginning, you know. And I'm in the pool having good time. Of course, it's a very responsible job because I have a situation when I jump and save a couple of kids. All of that actually is a very responsible job, and very stressful in times when so many people come to the pool. But anyway, when I was lifeguard, I have this friend, she was doing massages, and she was doing the same money. So I was working 12 hours per day, and my paycheck was, they paying me $8 per hour. Overtime was $10 per hour. And I'm making like nothing, $80 per day. She was doing this only for tips per day. So I started realizing that time so valuable. So this 10, 12 hours spending in the pool, I don't have time for anything and I don't make no money. So it's a good job, but I wanted to use my time more, beneficial. So I started getting my massage license. She helped me with the license. And that's how I decided to do massages, because I start charging like $100 per hour, which is my payroll for one day and I may start making this for 1 hour. So the time is very valuable. I need to use your time, properly. So that's how I start doing massages. I started working for some massage place, massage studio. And, you know, when you work somewhere, they cut from your money because they provide you clients. But after this was, after a couple of years, I wanted to do my own massage business when you're visiting people and doing massages and, you know, get the whole profit from me.
Yeah.
And more time to focus. Actually, at the time when I was growing my massage business, my attention was to focus in, because in DC, there's so many politicians, I wanted to have nice clients, you know? So that's why I focused some of my clients, they're politicians, they're celebrities. That was my goal. My clients was Cici Paniston, Vanessa Williams. She coming all the time to perform actually in the 4th of July in Washington, DC. And that's when, you know, she was my client. Other politician, billionaire, I don't want to say his name, but he's involved with the politics, big guy. So I was trying to focus on this, and actually it was great. And at the time I was focusing in the real estate, because that was my other goal to, use my other for real estate, but because that's where is the big money too. So I was going to seminars, getting my real estate license for Virginia and doing my massages. And
Yeah, real estate's definitely huge market, and there's so many television shows for that. But I like the entrepreneurial mindset, getting in there, working for yourself and make your own schedule. It doesn't, and you don't have to, it's not like your company is getting paid 70% of the session and you're taking 30. So it's definitely much better for you in that aspect. So we wish you a lot of success there, still moving forward, but that's impressive to hear some of those clients that you had. So kudos to you. With Darcy, obviously you met her way before the show started. What was your initial reaction when she said, "Hey, I'm getting the show. Maybe we'll have you somehow be a part of it. And then for you personally, the first time you are getting filmed and there's a camera on you, was there any nerves? And how long did it take for you to get used to basically being followed around your every move?
Yeah, so I didn't know, you know, we talked for a year, we meet in Miami, we go separate ways. I go in DC, she come to Connecticut, and she mentioned something, you know, she's starting show and stuff like that, but I don't pay attention. So I was focusing in my stuff, in my business. So whenever she's in New York, so it's between Connecticut and DC, sometimes I come to New York, that's how we met. I mean, how we keeping meeting, because it's between us. And from there, it's the show is part of her life. So yeah. I don't have no choice. If I want to be with her, I need to be in the show, because the show is about her life. So I wasn't having no intentions to be in the show. Like, we don't plan it. It just happened because we start dating, and we have really big connection between us. And yeah, that's how I become part of the show. And also, if I'm used to how I get used to, I mean, I was doing modeling in Bulgaria too. So I'm being, with the time I build my confidence to be in stage, being in big fashion shows there. Also, we're doing commercials in Bulgaria. So this is like being in the front of the cameras too. So I get used to very quick. With the time, of course, sometimes we start feeling the season is like always cameras are around you. At one point get annoyed, but that's part of the life. So I'm just me. That's who I am. People don't want to see who I am.
So with the cameras, like, you know, how does it work? If you got to go to the bathroom, you're like, I'm going in, get away from me, take my mic off. Like, I don't want you to hear that stuff.
Well, I'm sure they hear some stuff. You know, they don't take the mic because we have some. So that's why our friend, the mic guy, he's a good friend of ours. So I'm sure he hears so many things.
Is it a shell shock seeing yourself on TV? Because I didn't know you were in commercials until you just mentioned it. So obviously you've had, you know, experience being in front of a camera and seeing yourself on TV. So is there any type of reaction there every time you watch yourself back and you think to yourself like, wow, you know, I'm really on, you know, a reality show here. How does that work?
Actually, I never, I like to watch because you never know, you know, how they want to add everything. And see myself, you know, we can learn also, you know, how to be in camera better or what you need to fix in yourself.
Would you say you like self-critique yourself, and when you watch certain scenes back, maybe you catch yourself doing something, or maybe you have certain habits where you're thinking to yourself, okay, the next time, you know, we're recording a scene or doing, you know, a scene for another episode, I'm not going to do that. You know, that stuff crushed your mind too?
No, really, because pretty much the show is about the relationship between me and Darcy. So yeah. That's why, you know, they don't show my what I go through in life in general. They don't follow my story too much. They follow more the relationship between me and Darcy, and the relationship between Ford and Stacy. So it's so proper, pretty much. That's the show is about, documentary about the relationship. So they don't focus too much in me. They show whatever they want to show. And it's just, it's not acting. I mean, it's a real story, but they don't show the whole situation. Yeah. They cannot, even like when they make movie about celebrities, about big legends, they show only one part of their life. They cannot show everything. So it's the same with the show. Even if so many seasons, series, episodes, they cannot show everything. They shouldn't just showing some part of it. It's sometimes it's good to see yourself, you know, in TV.
Absolutely.
Change me. I'm who I am. Even though my friends, they say you're the same person.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be. I mean, very grounded person. So.
Did you notice, you know, after the first episode or after the first season, a significant difference in your social media following? And, you know, how, you know, this is a way we have some reality stars on with us. And, you know, I give you kudos because a lot of you get these followings and you're able to really capitalize on it, whether it's, you know, brand deals or sponsorships. So just curious for you, you know, from the first season or from the first episode, how things changed for you personally with your social media.
Yeah, definitely from the first season, I grew some followers, but I don't really have a lot of followers because these days, let's say many years ago, if you have 100,000 followers, that's a lot, you know, people right. that collaborate with you, doing promotions and stuff. Now, these days, it's normal to have millions. So people, they want to work with celebrities, but influencers who have at least 1 million followers. So 100,000 for right now is nothing. So it's just very basic situation. But yeah, I grow some followers from the first season. The second, not that much, because I guess people, they don't like me too much in the second season.
Better.
Follow me, baby.
Let me just say that social media, you take it how it comes, you know, you interpret it however you want to interpret it. There's plenty of good. I think it's a good way for people to connect with each other, especially if you have similar interests. But I'm sure as many fans as you do have, you have a bunch of haters, and you can tell the haters to kiss you know what. I wouldn't really worry too much about that.
Yeah, I mean, always they're going to be haters no matter what. What you're doing in life, even, you know, before the show, always I have haters because I'm doing stuff and some people, they just jealous for no reason because they don't want to focus. The haters pretty much, they have their own problems and they don't want to focus on their own problems. So that's why they focus on someone else's problems and they hate, so to forget about their own problems. So I just can't feel sorry about the haters because they need to go and deal with their problems. I really feel so sorry for them. So that's why I even don't want to reply them back because I feel sorry for them. That's people who really have some big problems in their life and they need to focus on their problems and deal with, not to worry about some of those problems. I mean, I do whatever I want. I don't always follow my heart. So
You know, the haters.
Georgie, you couldn't have been any more right. And you couldn't have been any more right.
And the haters, it just can motivate you to do better because if you do better, they're going to start hating you even more.
Yeah. And well, Joe, you know what they say, haters shake your hand, but you keep the sanitizer on deck. So you just curl that away.
Yeah. Couldn't have been any more right. And he came on the perfect podcast for that one. So, Georgie, so we're going to ask you here about long-term goals because you came here. You already have proven yourself to be successful when it comes to being an entrepreneur. And now the fact that Darcy and Stacey has been as successful as it is, your profile is getting out there more. Do you have any specific long-term goals that you're looking to achieve here? Do you have any plans to maybe go into business elsewhere? Is there something that you've always wanted to do, especially when you were younger, that you never had the opportunity to do, but now you've created the opportunities for yourself to be able to go into that direction? So what are you looking here? And I'm not looking like too far into the future. I'm looking here for like the next couple of years, maybe the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, definitely my goal is to be successful. That's why I decided to stay here, because in America there's so many opportunities. I mean, everywhere you can be millionaire, everywhere you can be successful. Don't get me wrong. Actually, in Bulgaria, I read some article that one of the country with becoming more millionaires for the last year was Bulgaria. So you can be everywhere successful. The thing is, I just decide here because even I don't know why. I just go with the flow, right? So. But yeah, my goal terms, it's always I'm looking for how I say to use your time in the right way. So my goal is I really want to focus in the real estate, because when you look around, everything is real estate. I mean, you staying in your apartment, in your home is real estate. I'm staying in mine is real estate. You're going to the gym is real estate. You're going to the shop is real estate. Everything around us is real estate and always going to be real estate no matter what. And the bank in the end give you money to buy a house, but they don't give you money to buy a restaurant because they know it's not that big risk to invest your money in real estate. So I really love real estate, and my background is civil engineering. So I really want to focus in real estate, being to so many seminars, multifamily properties and different seminars. So I'm working some projects, also start getting my real estate license. And that's one of the things I really want to focus. And I always wanted to create something new, something that is not out there. I mean, that's really big long term, but like, you know, so many Bulgarians, they create, let's say Robin Hood is Bulgarian guy. The first guy who created a computer is Bulgarian guy, Jonathan Asov. Actually, not many people, they don't know, but he's an immigrant from Bulgaria who created the first computer. So always I wanted to create something that is not out there to help the people. But during this process, you know, of course, I want to do real estate. Also, rose oil, I'm focusing on that. You can see maybe in the next season about rose oil, talk a little bit about it. I have in Bulgaria is one of the best rose oil around the world. We have a huge rose valley next to my town where I grew up. And yeah, we export one of the best rose oil around the world. And I have friends who have land with rose oil, have a factory. So we're thinking about some products to create some products and, you know, sell rose oil too. So we have different ideas. Of course, everybody has so many ideas.
Yeah.
And take time to be successful. And most of the people, they don't see the process to go to be successful. You know, one day when you see the success, they don't see what you're going through. And I'm right now in this process. I mean, you need to be patient. You need to do it so many up and downs during this process. But I think I can't take anything so to be successful.
Yeah, certainly makes a lot of sense. What for you is kind of like your you know I'm right moment, either in your life or personal relationships? And by that, we mean a scenario where, you know, you want to do something and everyone keeps saying, no, Georgie, you can't do this way. This is the only way to do it. And then you kind of said, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. And ultimately, you'll see why it is that I am right.
Well, pretty much that's how I'm in life. I mean, yeah. you know, of course, my parents, they always telling me I need to do the right things, you know. But always I do my way. And in the beginning, they don't accept that because, I mean, their parents, they want the best for me. But I never disappoint them. So people who know me, they know in the end I'm going to make my own decision and I'll do whatever I want to do. And always is winning. Always I'm right. Well, sometimes I'm not right. I don't want to be this way. But of course, there's so many mentors. I want to learn. Always you can learn from people who are successful and, you know, I go a lot through life and I know a lot, but always is good to learn. So yeah. I don't mind to, you know, ask people who are successful, who give me advices, let's say a successful businessman or who is something involved with the real estate. I don't mind to, you know, talk with them for advices and they tell me the way to go because that's priceless, the information and how to be successful, how to follow your goals, that's priceless. And I mean, you're learning every day from life. I mean, maybe you can know so many things, but you're learning every day new things. So yeah.
All right, so Georgie, we have the continuation of the season here. We got new episodes coming real soon. My wife, she's very excited. Hopefully we see a lot more of you and Florian doing scenes together, because as always, some really funny moments there. But overall, what can we expect from the continuation of this season?
Yeah, so the new season continuation from the last one is coming soon in January. And I hope everybody's excited about, because there is new things coming. Of course, all this show is about following the relationship between me and Darcy, Stacey and Foreign, up and down on life. There is so many things it's about to happen, and you just need to see and you'll see what's happening. Of course, it's going to be funny moments, it's going to be drama, it's going to be crying, it's going to be laughing like always. So yeah. But it's great things coming, so we're gonna watch and see in January.
Georgie, thanks again for doing this with us. We really, really appreciate it. You are tremendous. You're hilarious. You certainly have a ton of charisma. I want my last question before I let you go is trying to keep it full circle here. I'm curious, your favorite, and I'll say football, because that's how it is where you come from. For here, it's soccer for us. So are there any clubs that you like following up on? And what is your opinion regarding like that in soccer here in the United States? Because it's not as popular as where you came from, and it's not as popular in Europe, but it's certainly continuously growing here in the United States.
So yeah, I'll tell you a funny story. Even before I was in the show, there's one player, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and he's a big player, popular player. Yeah. So once when I was in Miami, I was in a bar and two girls and one guy standing next to me. And one of the girl a little bit is kind of squeezing around, takes a selfie with me without I'm knowing. Another girl too. I was like, you know, I'm not celebrity. Why are they doing that? So the guy come to me and show me pictures of Zlatan Ibrahimovic and say, they think that's you. And actually, yeah, I was realizing that I really look like Zlatan Ibrahimovic because so many people, I mean, his nose is a little bit bigger than mine. But a lot of people, they mistake him with Zlatan Ibrahimovic, especially in Miami, where all the players are going for vacation there and they think it was me. He's a great player. And actually, we have a little bit the same attitude too. So I love sport. Also, one of the biggest players live in Miami, Hristo Stoichkov. He played in Barcelona. He's legend. He's in the win the gold ball, the gold shoes. He's in the level like Maradona and Pelé. And we're very proud of him. He's an amazing player of the soccer. So all of us love soccer.
That's a great story. And I totally see it.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Tell our listeners where else they can find you if they want to follow you on social media. Hopefully they're not going to hate on you, but if there's anything else you would like to share, promote, go right ahead. But thanks again for doing this with us, George. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you can follow my personal life in my Instagram page, georgirusev.tv. There's only one there. You can find me easy, and you can follow if you hate and follow. You don't need to leave your nasty comments, just leave beautiful comments. We appreciate that. And yeah, just you know, be positive for everybody, enjoy life, enjoy the little moments, because after the COVID we learned so much that we need to enjoy little moments. And it's interesting how after COVID people talk about the little things, how they need to appreciate everything, they start reopening everything, people forget about little things once again. So we need to remember that last year was horrible thing. Everybody go through horrible things, and we still going through these horrible things. So everybody be safe, be positive, appreciate the little things, and you know, do whatever you need to do and let happen whatever need to happen in life. So
very well said. Georgie, we appreciate your time. And that's going to do it here for this episode of You Know I'm Right. For our very special guest, Georgie Rusev, my co-host, Joe Calabrese, I'm Nick Durst, and this has been You Know I'm Right.